What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Let's turn this mother out. Let's get it on. Let's get it started. Let it be. Let's dance, shall we? Let's get in this car and wrap up these contenders like Kendrick Lamar. Contender number one, New York City's Mayor Bloomberg. A judge ruled this week that New York's stop and frisk tactics are nothing more than racial profiling of blacks and Hispanics. Listen to this, y'all. Stop and frisk statistic was 93,000 a year when Bloomberg got in the building. Then when Bloomberg got in the building, it went to almost 700,000 by 2011. Bloomberg says he's going to appeal the stop and frisk ruling. He's the same one that wanted to ban the business from selling large sugary sodas. Y'all
right,
remember that?
Right.
Tom Super J, can you imagine getting stopped and frisked and the NYPD find a liter of Coke in your cup holder? You can sun-kiss your ass goodbye. That Bloomberg is one crazy rich. Contender number two, Tom Joyner.
What?
So much for obeying your thirst, brother.
What?
Dante Moore turned the Red Velvet Cake Studio into the Red Vulnerable Studio the other day.
Yes.
She had Tom sweating like he popped a Molly Rancher, y'all.
Molly Rancher.
Hey, Jay, Shante Moore must be related to Lenny Moore because she had Tom's ass hypnotized. All the way down.
All the way down.
Simple, his nose was wide open like Dionne Warwick. Like a Mossberg shotgun. Contender number three, Jerry Jones. Cowboy owner Jerry Jones said they're going to win this year's Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Bloomberg was one crazy rich. Contender number four, got 3.5 years combined for buying 2 elk heads and a rollie for his white side piece. Sorry, Miss Jackson, you should appeal.
Oh, my God.
And Junior Mama had no compassion. She said, take your time, young man. Contender number five, Donovan McNabb. Donovan, who used to be QB for the Eagles and the Redskins, said RG3 won't listen to his advice. And he's being brainwashed, y'all, by the Redskins. RG3 ain't being brainwashed. He might have got his brains washed now. He's rocking the cornrows. I'm with RG3 on this, y'all. This brother got too many N's and B's in his name for me. Miguel, you are the Bama
Miguel.
Of the week. Sweet. Hey, y'all, the Peter Pan of R&B got pulled over and arrested for drinking and driving, right? Now, the Popo gave Nacho Libre a sobriety test. He failed again. Just like last time. Missed it by that much. So the Popo adorned his wrist with some cuffs and locked his little ass up. Next time, you know better what? You should drive without that leg hanging out the window. And the fact that he have a song called How Many Drinks, didn't get locked up for drinking and driving. Miguel, you are the Bama of the week.
Week.